Next question is, teacher, when we see all in this world, universe as temporal, will we then and then only begin to truly understand and serve God and His Son with complete devotion and conviction, and also realize Him and His plan as the only lasting eternal truth in creation?
Yes, that's exactly what the mystical path teaches us. That when a person is a point that realizes this external world is not a permanent thing, then you can see the it is a temporary truth, it's not the ultimate reality. When the rest of the humanity is caught up in grief as the ultimate reality, and they think that's it, that's the ultimate thing in the life. And they, you know, leave, they slash each other's face, their ego, you know, is with them, the only thing they're thinking about, make more money, you know, cope up with the Jones and live, you know, the life that, you know, is best for them. Okay, that's what they think is really is, that's it, that is my reality, this is the ultimate truth, the ultimate reality, and they cannot see the temporal nature of life and what they are. But if it's really something that's permanent, we're living in, what's permanent? Even our body is not permanent. Every 7 years, our body changes to a new cell. We die, and our body spoils and becomes dirt. Permanent? What is permanent? Death in whole temporary universe. Is the earth permanent? I think it will a couple of billion of years, but it's not going to be there, you know, a couple of million years from now. Is the sun, you know, permanent? You know what happened to the sun, then I think it becomes supernova. Is our sun, is the greatest sun ever? You know, we know there are suns that hundreds and thousands larger than our sun living in solar system. So we can see if none of them are a permanent thing. What is permanent? The permanent is our spirit, our, you know, essence, which is the only permanent thing in the universe. If we saw that, does life loses its luster? Are we gonna be, you know, completely attached to this life and our environment and our society and our friends and our, you know, keeping up with them and all that? You know, they fall apart. You know, they fall away and they realize, oh, I have another reason to be here then. If these all are not permanent, but temporary, what is permanent in me? My essence is permanent. So why should I work on my body? Why should I work on my, you know, social life? Why should I work on, you know, things that are temporary? What is permanent that I have to work on? My soul. Okay, well, I'm great. So I have to become a yogi then. I have to go to the mountain and you know, forget about the society and relationships and my body and, you know, completely merge myself in meditation and fasting and because I want to be the permanent thing in my life. Okay? But this time God said, why? If you do that, what am I going to do? I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Why? Because God wants that essence, that permanency, return to its, you know, original form, which was the state of genius, or the state of complete balance in the universe before the creation was created. And that state of eternity, or bliss, that all of us have forgotten, because we have amnesia to remember what it felt and be. Yeah. So we can see we cannot go and become a yogi. Become what? Then what we should do then? God says, no, you have to sing the society created the promise of life. Okay? And in the comes of life, you practice. In the comes of life, you learn about it. In the comes of life, you really go together. In the comes of life, you distrust go together. You realize what's the goal of the life. The goal of life is to become the one in the middle of the coming of life. How am I going to become that? You sacrifice. And sacrifice, that's the thing I don't want to do. Okay? I want to be, you know, all selfish and to think about myself all the time and see what is good for me and how to take care of my body, and my body aches and I have a lot of disease and a problem. And you know, I wanna, you know, think about that all the time, and you know, heal myself and you know, and all that. I don't want to think about becoming all that. But you know, if you think about yourself, then you might heal yourself a little bit, but ability to heal self, you know, affects sometimes some aging, some higher levels, you know, you might not say, okay, this is the time to let this body go, or take care of the elders of the tent, and heal it, but follow the eternal divine path. So that's one sacrifice. Sacrifice from your mind, sacrifice from your, you know, ability, sacrifice from the things that helps the, you know, comes up life to fall. And then, of course, when you do that, the next step is that, you know, surrendering and submission and becoming aware. So you guys know all the eternal divine path. So we can see that the beginning of the spiritual progress is when you see that this world is temporal. If you haven't realized that, if you haven't seen that the world is temporary and life is temporary and all these attachments are temporary, you can not see that meditate. Okay? Unless you see meditate to feel good, okay, which is okay, eventually it's gonna take you to the place that you will see the temporal nature of life. You know, but really you meditate to realize that you are your essence. Mm-hmm. It feels good, of course, but at the same time you realize that essence is the most important part that you have to work on. You know, that essence is something that you have to, I mean, I think don't take care of your body, you know, you should take care of your body. But if you don't have a good body and you have a good meditation, you know, that's where we have the, you know, pre-reposition of spiritual life, which is one of them is what, have a healthy body, have a healthy environment, have a healthy air to breathe and all that. Okay. So, it is then that we realize, oh, okay, the goal of my life is to become divine. How to become divine? How to become divine by following the eternal divine path. Okay. Now your realization comes from, I'm going to the mountain to what? Following the eternal divine path. Who brought the eternal divine path? God sends it to us towards this revelation to, you know, this person that we call with many names. Then we realize really that is the only thing really worth in life is to know God's plan. Okay. What is God's plan? God's plan is the eternal divine path, creation of the families of life. Okay. And realizing that person who's living with them is fulfilled all of these prophecies that God says that we fulfill. Therefore, wow, I'm in a good shape. I'm in a good place. I find a person who fulfills this prophecy and God told that he's going to come. I find him. He tells me, I become divine. I am a fulfilled person. Because God has, you know, sent me the way to fulfill the purpose of my life, which is the following of eternal divine path, purifying all the things of the world, reaching out to the people, other people, and telling them, look, it's all here for you. But are you still attached to your body? Are you still attached to your social status? Are you still attached to the things that are temporary? Going to help you in this path? You see, no, it won't. They're going to be in your way. That's when you become lukewarm. Okay? That's when you say, oh, I can't do this because I have also to do those things. You know, I can't completely commit myself to the mission because I'm afraid what my neighbor says, what my father says, and my mother says, what my, you know, family says, what my friends are going to say. If you attach to those things, then you haven't seen the temporal nature of your life, your body, your friends, your social status, and all that. So you have to realize that all temporary. Only thing is permanent is recognizing and realizing this mission and eternal divine path and how to pay to come to the place and dedicate yourself to this cause. So, you're absolutely right. The beginning of the realization is to realize that everything is temporary, but your soul, your essence. If you realize that, then what are you going to work on? You're going to work on your essence, don't you? That's the only thing is really permanent, isn't it? You're not going to take your body with you when you die. You're not going to take your wealth when you die. You're not going to take your friends when you die. You're not going to take your social status or anything out of yourself when you die. What are you taking with you? The essence, your soul, your being, which resides in this body and have all these attachments to it. The more it detaches itself from all these things, the more free you are. And now, you know the path, you know the way of God, you know the will of God, which is the eternal divine path to reach to the truth and eternal divinity. So what's next? Your soul, eternal divine path. That's it. We are in a pretty powerful, stronghold of your life. Okay? So, you are right. The beginning of the spiritual process is the realization of everything is temporary in this universe. Nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent in the manifested world. Nothing. Show me one thing permanent in the manifested world. Not even supernovas of heaven. Not even black holes of heaven. They're all the powerful. Or dwarf stars, they can make the whole earth in 1 inch of how can be more powerful than that? That they squeeze the earth in 1 inch to 1 inch. Isn't that powerful? Is that permanent? Even that's not permanent. Isn't that temporary? Even the water star might come back, become supernova and create new creation and all that. So what is permanent? What do I hang into? That? My soul. But is going to the mountain and becoming a yogi who helps? Would I become divine? That's it now. I'm going to throw you out of my mouth. I'm going to reincarnate somewhere that you have no choice but get engaged with the family and with with the community. So the most important is the next step is what? Not only you meditate and awaken your spiritual forces, you what? You direct your energy towards the condition of the fullness of life. What's the fullness of life? Something like that's the base of the kingdom of heaven on earth. So why do we need the kingdom of our heads? To accelerate everybody's progress. That's another thing about our system, that the goal of the system is not just create a system for people to build bodies and become rich and the goal of the system is to help the humanity to accelerate their progress toward what? Toward pure consciousness. Create an environment that people have time to meditate. Awaken their spiritual forces. The process is spiritually to our becoming, pure consciousness or one. Okay, so you can see that you need to get involved. If you want to progress, you cannot progress by not recognizing and realizing this thing. You progress by recognizing and realizing what this mission is offering is the goal of the universe, the goal of the life. Okay? And if you recognize that, then you put your priority in the right place. Your priority is what? To become divine. How you become divine? By following the eternal divine path. You don't become divine by escaping the society. People in India, they escaped the society for thousands of years. How many pure consciousness do we have there? The whole society is in a bad shape, in a very poor condition. And people are diseased and unhappy and all that. You don't want that. You want to create the community that people are not diseased. They have created the ability to heal themselves or heal each other. So, you can see the beginning of this spiritual process, the realization of the temporal nature of everything in the universe. Everything out of us is temporal. The only thing that's permanent is our soul that we have to awaken, to realize, recognize, to know. And if you can't know anybody else, you don't know yourself. Actually, why do you want to know anybody else if you don't know yourself? And how can you know anybody else if you don't know yourself? So the only thing you really know, have to know, is you don't know yourself. So you want to know your husband, you want to know your child, you want to know your neighbor, you want to know your father and mother and friend. But I don't know myself. How can I know them? I can't. That's why you have so much problem with them. You have to know yourself first. That's the only person actually you should know. But how many people really know themselves? Okay. And that's when they're really missing out. So that's what the first step is, to know thyself. Knowing thyself is knowing what God. And if you know God, can you know everybody else? Of course. Because they are a part of God too. If you know God, they know them. Exactly who they are, what they are. Like if you know them better than they know themselves, but sometimes you cannot tell them because it doesn't help. If you tell people, you know, or you have this problem, or you have to know yourself in this situation, other than know themselves. So knowing that yourself is the beginning of the spiritual progress, and that nothing stops, just that unless you realize everything else is temporary. Even your desire to know your husband and wife is not going to work until you work on yourself. That's what it means, that the only person you can work on is yourself. No one else. The only person you can help is yourself. Then you can go and help other people and reach other people and know them and all that. Is that enough? I said, no. Then you have to face the comfort of life. Then you have to sacrifice. Obviously, you know that thyself is very easy. What do you need? You just need a little place to sleep and a little food to eat. The rest is work towards creation of the comfort of life. Yeah? And that's not easy to sacrifice. It's really not any sacrifice anymore. You know, we call it sacrifice, but you're not self-centered anymore. More important is what? Create an environment that a lot of people can live in it happily. Okay, having that one place to be, to be large kind of deputy has been taken care of, so you can tell, also make them to realize that everything is temporary, and they should also forget about all those attachments and desires and let them go. Okay. And then you become what? You become 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 unattached people. That 10 people find 10 others, and that 10 find 10. You know about the, you know, what sector the marketing is called? Level marketing? Yeah, anyway, couple of people and other
chain
or marketing. If you need only 7, 8, 10 levels to reach the whole team manager. It's not that hard. So you have to create those second level, third level, fourth level. And we can, then you can see that creation is going to go all over and create an earth that people meditate, they know themselves. You can create from this earth all over. I'm hoping eventually we don't have anybody who is not in communist life. So our system is really perfect. The most perfect system you can have if everybody is in communist life. If everybody is not in the communist life, then still we have some people, they have to use the, you know, earthly system, the God earthly. But everybody is a coming of life. But who's going to be in them? We should be in them. How? By knowing ourselves, the creation of the coming of life. By realizing what we have is incredible here. And then, you know, become divine, eventually you become leader, you become the tender body, you become the, you know, initial body to humanity, and eventually humanity realizes all these things because you can tell them. Actually, I was thinking, you know, maybe we had a door reading Mondays. Prabhupada had a session that we would discuss these things together. You know what I mean? Doing opinion. You know, each person, what do they think, for example, about the part of two or a part of the satsang? And create a discussion group. Think about it. We're talking about it in the business. What is what you're thinking about? So, the beginning of the spiritual practice is the realization that everything is temporary, but that's not enough. So after that, after the realize that we're not going fast, and others. Does that make sense?
Thank you so much. That was the essence.
Okay. Next question.